I'd like to call the May 19th Treasury Oversight Committee meeting to order. Our first business item is public comments. Seeing none, we'll move on to our next item, which is the resolution authorizing virtual meetings under AB 361. And we've gone under the hype.
Should we do a roll call?
Oh, I apologize, yes. Chanel, can you do a roll call of all the committee members?
Yes.
Hi.
Janet Dutcher, are you?
I am here.
Here? Sorry.
Yeah.
Gerald Frank?
I'm here.
Jennifer Kreitz? Bob Gardner? Jennifer Weston? Brooke Behan?
Yes, I'm here.
George Savage?
Here.
Kirk Stapp? Dan Holler? Or Rob Patterson?
George, I think we're the two that come with Kingdom.
We have a quorum.
I missed the last one, but.
You did, yeah.
So again, I'll look for public comment. Seeing none, we'll move to the next item. So the first order of business is the resolution authorizing the virtual meeting, and we've picked the hybrid model where we can have in-person and virtual. Do I hear a motion on accepting the resolution?
I'll make a motion to accept the resolution authorizing virtual meetings under AB 361.
I'll second.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Yeah, I just want to comment before we take a vote that even though we want to meet in person, I think this is a good thing to do because it allows people to participate who, like us right now, who are isolated and quarantined, at least we can participate. Even though we hadn't planned on doing that, we had planned to meet in person. So yeah, I think it's a good win-win solution.
Janelle, would you take a roll call vote?
Okay. Janet, how do you vote?
Yes.
Gerald Frank, how do you vote?
Yes.
Brooke Behan, how do you vote?
Yes.
And George Savage, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay, the meeting can go on.
All right, so the next item are the minutes from the February 17th, 2022 Treasury Oversight Committee meeting. Does anybody have any comments or changes or anything that they would like to see?
Yeah, I don't have any changes, but I thought that in this meeting that Dan Holler or Rob Patterson joined late. But maybe we didn't get a record of that.
Yes, I feel like it was Rob Patterson that joined late.
Yeah, that's what I remember, one or the two.
Yeah.
Either one of them or both joined late. I can't remember if it was this meeting.
Yeah.
Do we want to make an adjustment to it or anything? Or?
Yeah, I think it would be good to just note that Rob Patterson joined late.
Okay.
After roll call.
You'll take care of that, Janelle?
Yes.
With that, I would make a motion to accept the minute with the aforementioned correction.
Is there a second?
I can second. Brooke Behan.
Janelle, would you take a roll call vote?
Janet Dutcher, how do you vote?
Yes.
Gerald Frank, how do you vote?
Yes.
Brooke Behan, how do you vote?
Yes.
And George Savage, how do you vote?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Right. So the next item is the review of the quarterly investment report ending March 31st, 2022. Does everybody have something to look at? Or you want me to put it on my screen? I don't have dual monitors. I'm working from home, so I'm kind of.
Can you share it? Would you mind putting it up? Because I forgot mine as I rushed
would you like,
out.
Would you like mine?
I can just, yeah, share with you. That's fine,
I'll
too.
Give you
whatever.
One.
I'm not.
There you go. You're welcome.
Right back. Okay, we're good.
All righty. So we'll start on the second page. So the Treasury was in compliance with Montana investment policy as of March 31st, 2022. Weighted average maturity was 646 days. It is anticipated that the County Treasury will be able to meet the liquidity requirements of its pool participants for the next 6 months. On the last day of the quarter, on a book basis, the portfolio totaled $151,372,409, and the market value was $148,679,061, or 98.2% of book value. So we've flipped now, right? So we, our market value is worth less than our book value, which means interest rates are moving upwards, is what that is really what that means. Let's see here. So as of March 31st, 2022, we had an earned interest rate of 1.1475%. That we're seeing go up already. I want to say we were in the low 130s for the month of April, and we'll be in the mid 130s for the month of May. So I see that increasing. We're starting to fill investments in the anywhere from the low twos to the upper 2% percentage for yield. The next few pages are all the investments we
Gerald,
have.
Question, Gerald. The administrative administration costs more than doubled in the quarter compared to the previous quarters. Was there some one-time charge or something?
Yeah, so that's the quarter that we have the our software that manages our portfolio in that we pay in.
Okay.
And a little bit of it was a training for me that I went on. I'd say about $1,000 of it, something like that.
And we'll also see the TOC audit being hit this because it hasn't been charged to the investment pool like it should in past years and as well as next year. We haven't been billed for it yet.
And so on the next pages is all of our investment. Does anybody have any questions on any of them?
I noticed that yields are starting to move up a little bit back at this point. And you said they're going to be more in the next couple of months after this, right?
Yes. It won't be. So we have a. We're taking in about $28 million. For Mammoth Unified School District bond as of next Tuesday, which will pull back a little bit on how quickly the yield actually increases, because all that, you know, all that extra cash, it's not you can't go long term any type of
right.
length on it.
Yeah.
So that'll hold it back a little bit, but like I said, we're ready moving into the 130 we're already in the 130 ranges, so we'll start seeing increased yields in the portfolio. All right, so the next page is the distribution by asset categories. Not a lot of change. We had a little bit move out of LAIF, but that's normal for this time of year. No big changes in percentages of by category.
And notice you doubled your treasury holdings, your market value of your U.S. treasuries.
So what's happened is treasuries sometimes outperforming agency bonds, and sometimes they're just slightly underperforming. And so treasuries are 100% guaranteed by the government. Agencies are, it's an implicit guarantee. So there's a little bit more risk with agencies. So when I see, if I don't see at least 4 basis point yield, the risk to reward is not worth it. So we started moving into a lot more a lot more treasuries.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think some of those treasuries you bought recently are short term. I mean, they're a year out, but we're starting to filling in with some shorter term instead of the usual 5 year.
Yeah.
So
you're gonna see treasuries bump up a little bit because of that.
Yes. And we also, just last week, we purchased our first commercial paper, short term. I want to say it's about 3.5 months out, short term paper. And we got a 160 yield on it. So what I'm trying to do is with the school bond, I'm trying to fill the short end so that they'll mature when the schools
need the money
to pay the contractors. So.
And I'll have a better cash flow for you coming soon. We're getting ready to lock in a GMP.
Cool. Thank you. The next page is the maturity distribution as of 3/31.
That short term thing.
You'll see if you saw the prior one, you'll notice that on the prior one, we had almost nothing in short term, but the short term has really come up as far as yield. So we were able to put some money in the short term, and it's looking, as of today, short term is probably more around 6-7. All the way through quarter, let's say 3 of 2023, we're probably out beyond $6 to $7 million now in those, so that they'll be maturing when we need the money. All right, next page is the treasury cash balance as of the last day of the most recent 14 months. So at the very bottom, it gives you all the different maturities, what month they mature in. And then if you look at our totals right now for March of 22 versus March of 21, we're actually, the pool is still increasing. And it's coming from everywhere, all the districts, the county, the schools. The pool has been increasing, even though, we're about $7 million, not quite, about $6.5 million higher than March of 2021. Yet the schools have probably spent on their last bond probably a good $12 million. So you can kind of see how the pool's been increasing over this last year. Next page is the quarterly yield comparison. So you can see here that the two-year treasury has really skyrocketed, and it's even higher now. And then you can see the county, we've leveled off. We'll start bumping up next quarter. And then LAIF was at 32 as of last Thursday. They were running at about 62 basis points. So they've been moving up too. But nobody can react as fast as the Treasury. The Treasury is an overnight rate. So the two-year Treasury, that really, when things move, it moves quickly. Any questions on the yield comparison? And the last page is the investment pool participants. There has been no change. We have the same pool participants as we've had in the last quarter. Any questions on the investment report? Hearing none, seeing none, then we'll move to the next item, which is questions and recommendation. Does anybody have any questions or recommendations?
No.
All righty. Then the last item is the next meeting date. So we have we've been asked to have it changed. Is November 9th, it's a Wednesday, would that work for anybody here?
Like worlds away.
I know.
Okay, so that's a Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday, 11 a.m. same time. Just
yeah,
on the. You're free, okay?
Yeah, looks like.
Yep, that should work at 11 for me.
Okay.
Let's go with that.
Yeah, that's okay with me.
Okay, so. Just with that, we have a quorum. So we will send out new calendar events for the 9th. And then we're planning on doing the same thing. Hopefully we won't be going to quarantine and we can actually make it to the the meeting.
Perfect.
That's right.
If there's nothing else, I guess we'll adjourn the May 19th Treasury Oversight Committee meeting.
Thank you.
Gerald, what time is it?
See you guys later.
Thank you.
Hey, Janet, I have a quick question for you.